Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And hour number three, we go here. Full four-hour show today until 6 o'clock. Then the Scraby Chronicles will take you up to the kickoff of the second Monday Night Football game this evening. It'll be the Chargers and the Raiders. I don't say it as good as Tony, man. He's got
the Raiders.
It's all about that last little. Antonio right with his tired voice is definitely doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Go Chargers.
I can't
go.
Believe I did that. That's crazy. Just
I
like,
love it.
Fellas,
I do too. Actually. You're going to tell that story
worse,
for a long time.
Only thing could have been worse if I was over here like this is.
In his chair sleeping. That would have been hilarious, actually. I would have just put Tony on the screen just, and we would have started watching it.
With a little dribble running out the side corner of his mouth.
1,000%, that would 1,000% turned into a meme somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it would have been
no
Tony going, me. Just so, with like a little hat on his head, that would be great.
Tony, Tony went off camera to lay down, and he did not come back for 20 minutes, and we had no idea where he was if you just tuned in.
I'm just happy. Yeah, I'm just happy it was
safe.
Only 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're happy. Yeah, right? You could have fell asleep the rest of the night.
Right.
I mean, it's late, you know, and you got in really late.
We were about to enlist Dave Marcus and Jesse Agler to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't have slept much longer. Dave Marcus would have been
banging on the door.
Yeah, he would have been banging on the door. All right, 402, Tony's okay. We got Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973. Padres are idle tonight. They'll start a series, of course, in New York, where Tony is, against the Mets tomorrow. Padres right now 2.5 back of the Dodgers. Dodgers are home to Philadelphia tonight. Padres are 3.5 behind the Cubs for the wild card home field. Cubs are in Pittsburgh, no score. Second inning, all of the Pirates players are wearing number 21 tonight in honor of the great Roberto Clemente. So a nice touch there. Now we'll give you a chance out there to qualify for our grand prize, a trip to see the Eagles. They're going to be playing at the Sphere in Las Vegas. It all includes two tickets to the show on January 30th. You also get a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas right down the road and a Vibe VIP package plus a $100 gas card. The Eagles, one of the great rock bands of our time, have added shows in 2026 to the band's residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Shows are January 23rd and 24th. Also, Friday, Saturday, January 30th and 31st. You're going to go to the one on the 30th. So the residency will now feature a total of 48 shows from September 2024 through next January. Go see the Eagles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Let's play, Scrape, our game.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, if you've never played before, we got a few lines open. 833-288-0973. You'll find out in just a second why it's good to tell us you've never played before. But you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it and you'll get that question for free today. All right.
Tony's still laughing at himself, I think.
Oh, my God.
You know what's always funny is that...
I fell asleep for it.
It's always a much bigger deal to the person that did it, and everybody else is like, it's all good. We're fine.
Yeah, but it's going to stay with him all night. There's no question. it will. It just will.
So, don't let it stay with you all night.
Well, when I swore on the air about a month ago by accident, that stayed with me for a few years.
Yeah, you were really mad at college football. To the point where you dropped a swear word on the air.
Adam Kluge looked at me like I had lost my mind. And I looked at him like I had lost my mind. The same look. So
that definitely makes me feel a little bit better about falling asleep.
There you go.
Remember this, Tony? Does this make you feel better?
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there,
what? That's followed Scraby for
a smile on my face.
That's followed Scraby for 7 years. So.
Yeah, it's never going to go away. All right, let's get to our first contestant. We're going to go to Brian in Ramona. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. Brian.
Pretty doing good, well,
man.
Brian.
Good luck.
You ready to play?
Yeah, I don't think I'd stand a chance, but I really want to go see the Eagles.
Okay, hey, well, you never know. You never know.
You don't even have to get one right. I might miss them all.
Yes,
so
this
you
is
never
correct.
Know.
Here we go. Question number one.
Good luck.
Let's see. Where did Jaden Daniels play college football?
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really follow football.
He doesn't follow football.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
He's going to depend on you to miss this one, Chris.
Yeah. You know what? I kind of want to miss it because I like the fact that he's taking a shot. He wants to see the band, but unfortunately, I'm going to have a better chance to see the Philadelphia Eagles play because LSU's the answer. Sorry, Brian.
Unfortunately, you have no chance of ever seeing the Eagles play, so I'm just going to crush your dreams right now.
I'm crushing your dreams. Hey, look, Brian, go see them, man. You got Ticketmaster. You can get tickets, and they'll be available.
Yes, that is true.
You can and I will tell you this. And this is not a lie. The Sphere, if you haven't seen that, is almost worth the ticket price itself.
Yeah,
just
the
to go.
Sphere's legit.
And then to see the Eagles on top of it. So, Brian, sorry you didn't win here, but you're not out of the running.
Not out of the running yet. Right. All right, let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Ready to play?
Long time, no talk.
All right.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, here we go. All right, you're going to have to name the sport. It combines elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. Its highest governing body is the IFP. What sport is it?
Ha! I just
pickleball.
Learned this today.
Pickleball is correct. What did you learn? What pickleball is?
No, the IFP.
Oh, International Federation of Pickleball?
The governing body, yeah.
Sammy Love loves pickleball, and I need to play because it does look kind of fun. I have to say,
$40 paddle set.
You will twist a knee like in 10 minutes.
You've
Don't
never seen
it.
Me play.
I've seen you in your athletic endeavors.
I'm more athletic than you think. All right, here we go. Second question that really bothered me, so I'm going to move on. let's see. Which Padre hit the first home run of the game yesterday?
Ooh, that'd be Mr. Merrill.
Mr. Merrill is
my
correct.
Birthday, I was there.
Oh, good thing you were there. That
oh,
is a good
nice
thing.
Birthday Ooh. Gift.
Ryan's on it.
Yeah, All Jerry right. Coleman, too. God rest his soul.
Oh, Jerry Coleman's birthday was yesterday. Okay.
That's right.
Heck yeah. He made a sign.
September 14th. I'll remember that now.
The Colonel.
Paul
the Colonel.
Reynolds. Great man.
All right. You know what? That is actually, we shouldn't just brush over it. He is a great man. That is fair to say.
No, we should.
Yeah. All right, Ghost Greg.
Time to brush over it now?
Well, now I guess we're brushed.
Okay. All right, here we go.
We got to finish the game.
All right, this one's really, really tough. But
we love you, Colonel, but we got to finish the game.
If you're a Padres fan, you might be able to know this. Only two Padres players have struck out four times in a game this season. Fernando did this last Friday. Which Padres player who has been active this season also accomplished this?
What's that mean?
It means that they could have been, they've been up and down. From AAA.
This is a scravy question, bro.
No. Which Padres?
This is a scravy question at its finest.
Will Wagner, because I have no idea.
You're throwing us off because you're saying that the player is active. He's obviously active if he struck out four times in a game. So why are you telling us that?
Because he's not.
It seems like something's
amiss. Because I'm trying
here.
Not to give it away, but there's. I guess I'll have to give it away.
Well, you're giving it away just by saying that.
You could have just left the. You could have just left the question where it was.
Just say that he's the other. Who's the other person who struck out four times? Period.
Okay.
Right.
I just, you know, you guys crush me for all my questions, and so I was trying to give more information because Chris would have been like, I shouldn't have lost because that question was worded differently.
Wow.
Did Ryan ever take a guess? Ryan, did you guess? Oh, he did. He said Will Wagner.
And? That's wrong. Somebody else struck out four times in a game. How about Trenton Brooks?
Trenton? Oh, that's another good one.
Ryan was a winner.
Oh, by the way, Paul Reindl's birthday was yesterday, too. So happy birthday, Paul. Lots of birthdays yesterday. Ryan, stay on the line. I'm going to get your information. The correct answer, and the reason I said active this season, Luis Campusano was the other.
I got it. I don't think you needed to. He struck out four times. He was active.
I didn't need
sure.
to now, but if Chris missed it again so you later, it would have been like, well, he's not on active on the.
It sounds like you're deflecting
right now. Chris. I might be deflecting a tad bit.
By the way, you're still the absolute worst imitator of my voice in the history of mankind.
I don't think so.
There's just no way I talk like that. Not even close.
Hey, guys. It's Chris Ello here. Have you ever been to Spiros?
Wow.
This dude has been smoking cigarettes for his entire life.
I mean,
like that.
He did. I saw him smoking a heater outside.
A heater?
Yeah.
A dart.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, lung dart.
I don't know. The way you're talking there, I sound like I still have the dart attached to my lip.
Yeah, you do. You do. You're just like talking with the cigarette in your mouth.
The cigarette, like,
yeah. It's got like a long ash, too. And I'm like, when's it going to fall?
Yeah, that's me. That is me. Any other descriptive traits I have?
No. Ready to go to break, Chris?
No, I'll let you do it. Why should I? You could do it for me.
All right, when we get back, Brian Kelly, the head coach of LSU, got into it with a reporter. He apologized. We'll tell you whether or not we think he should have apologized after traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That's right. Did not fall asleep this break. 4:19 on the clock in San Diego. 7:19 here. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the round of applause. Able to stay up and, you know, make sure I'm here for, we come back for a commercial break. We went to break and we teased Brian Kelly, who has been, I don't know, kind of the butt of jokes. It has really been on his own doing. You know, he ran the fake Southern accent out there that really blew up in his face. He has, I think, lost prior to this year. He lost the first two opening games of his LSU stint, and finally got a win here this past. They beat Notre Dame to start the year. They get the win last
Clemson,
week. It
actually.
May not have been.
They beat
was
Clemson.
It Clemson? Sorry,
yeah,
they beat Clemson.
Wanted, yeah, Clemson. No worries.
To open to. Yeah, no, I know it was no worries. Thank you. Clemson, the first one. Second one, who they beat last week? It wasn't Clemson last week, was
Florida,
it?
Florida, 20 to 10.
That was the first week. They beat Florida, 20 to 10?
Yes, you're a little bit behind, so.
And there was some conversation about the offense maybe not looking as good, and I think that is what Brian Kelly is responding to here before we get to the apology.
Brian in the back, I know you love these immediate post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions.
He goes on for a little bit longer, but it's like another 30 seconds of that. So
I see it so differently than you guys. You want to immediately attack it. I love what we did tonight. We found a way to win, and if you guys don't like that, I really don't care.
Oh, is that the rest of the quote?
That's some of it, yes.
Okay. So I wanted to bring this up because before we get into the apology, do you guys have any issues with, let me start with you, Chris. Do you have any issues with Brian Kelly here?
No. I have a ton of issues with this idiot who asks these questions. There is absolutely no way. Because I don't like Brian Kelly. Let's start with that. Okay. I'm defending a guy that I'm not a fan of, but there is no way that guy is asking those questions for any other reason than to try to get a clip and get his voice heard and get him to react, to get Brian Kelly to react that way. Those are ridiculous questions, and I don't mind reacting to it at all. If you want to say what's going on with your offense, and he says, as soon as he says, hey, we won the game, I'd rather focus on that, and you come back with, well, what about third down? And then he comes in and goes, I don't believe you, man. You're unbelievable.
Do that again, please.
Well, what about third down? And then Brian Kelly answered that. And then the guy goes, well, can you tell us why you can't run the ball? I mean, that's what an at.
Oh, yeah. He almost did it twice now.
Yep.
It's all about college football. Yep. Apparently college football is Chris's hot
button. Yeah. Don't you think, though?
Tony, what do you think?
Tony think?
I agree. I 100% agree. I, too, am not a Brian Kelly fan by any stretch. I look forward to making fun of him for doing stuff like a fake Louisiana accent.
Hmm.
But you just won a game 20-10. You literally held the other team to 10 points over four
they
quarters.
They intercepted them five
in a college
times.
Football
game. You're not going to ask about that? Five interceptions LSU
And apparently he came in and kind of gave a summary of the game before he took the first question.
Yeah,
and the
right.
first question is, what's up with the offense when your defense has already got five picks? Like, I don't think this – I see this a lot. It's not just in college football. We see it often. And the whole objective of us covering a lot of this is, you know, the objective of the game is to win. And that's usually what the reports are based off of, or the questions are based off. First, did you win? Did you lose? Why did you win or lose? If you won, you usually are focused on the things, especially right after the game, that you did to win the game. And it wasn't as though it was like a fluky game, and you know the LSU made a ton of mistakes and just scraped by the hairs of their chinny chin chin. They won by 10. They held the team to 10 points.
An so, SEC team.
I don't know. I haven't heard the apology yet. Right. I haven't heard the apology yet, but
I'll tell you what
I
he
assume
said.
I'll tell you what he said,
Tony.
Let's hear that, because I don't know that he necessarily needed to make an apology.
Yeah, here's what he said
today.
Okay,
go ahead.
Before I get to the game in Southeast Louisiana, I want to go back to the press conference after the game. I've texted with Mike and offered my apology to him. For the way I handled the questioning, I think it's important to understand that, you know, my standards relative to how we work with the media on a day-to-day basis need to be higher, and I take responsibility for that, and I'll be better in the future.
There you go.
Not necessary. The guy who needs to apologize is Mike. Yeah, where's Mike? Did he say anything? Mike, whoever he was referring to there?
Did he say I should ask?
Yeah. I mean,
did he say I should ask better questions? I should have came up with a better question to start.
Well, I shouldn't be trying to troll the guy and lead him into, you know, getting him angry. That's so
weak. To answer all your questions, guys, no. The reporter, to my knowledge, has not apologized publicly.
It makes me mad that we even know the reporter's name was Mike.
Well,
I mean, this guy is like now something because he asked it. And then, you know what? It's guys like Mike that get people to text Tony and I and you.
I was just about to get into this.
It's what gets all the Padre fans to text us and go, how come you guys don't hold their feet to the fire? Well, that's why we don't hold feet to the fire sometimes, because questioning like that is just totally out of line. It just is.
I was going to bring it back to Mike's show because I feel like, and this is not just the Padres fan base, but all fan bases, they want to point out
what's going wrong
because that's what they can identify. You know, if they look at the box score and they see that the Padres are 0-13 with runners in scoring position, but they won the game 3-1, they're going to be like, well, why can't you hit with runners in scoring position? And I think it's just because that's an easily identifiable stat for people to know.
But let's also add that Mike, who is now the reporter in question here, he's not holding Brian Kelly's feet to the fire at all, because he's not bringing up anything intelligent that is actually causing Brian Kelly to defend something. He's bringing up stupid stuff that really had nothing to do with the outcome of the game. They won the game. So he's trying to hold Brian Kelly's feet to the fire, but he's missing, in my mind, by a wide margin. And reporters like this are bad for all of us. Sorry, that's how I feel on this.
I think it's a kind of we've devolved into those questions because they're low hanging fruit questions, right? I mean, right after a game, you just won, you beat Florida. I don't know how good Florida is or isn't. I know it's a nationally televised game next week against Miami, Florida, Miami. So, all I know is that they won 20-10 when they needed to get the first down to ice the game. They did it running the football. And in a game of football especially, there are going to be games where you run game, and you just can't run the ball that day. And so, like, in game, and I thought Kelly's answer at the beginning was point, right? He said, in game two of the year, it's not like we've established who we are yet between two games. By the way, as we mentioned, they took down Clemson in the first game, who was a top 10 opponent at that point. They got the job done then. So, yeah, in this particular case, I think Brian Kelly was well within his reason to react. I do appreciate him, as he said, trying to hold him and his staff to a higher standard in how they deal with the media. I do appreciate that part. But I don't think the question – I think the question warranted the irritation that Brian Kelly gave him in his response.
LSU right now is number three in the nation. So if you're upset about something, why don't you ask him why you're not number two or number one?
I'm looking at the box score of this game, and if my first question would be this, because they won, LSU won 20-10. How did you end up beating a good team even though you only had the ball for 22 minutes? I mean, the time of possession, 37 minutes for Florida. LSU had 22 minutes. They win the game. Florida had 23 first downs. LSU still wins the game. There's many questions to be asked about that team and their win rather than, why can't you go for a third down?
How about even asking anything negative? Bring it up later in the week when you're talking about, you're kind of recapping this team. Right after a win, man, they won.
Yeah, that's like a breakdown article on a Tuesday. Like, hey, we got to look at the third down better. Efficiency.
Right. Yeah, you got
to
do better.
He's going to be talking to the press throughout the week anyway. That's a question for as you're going into Southwest Missouri State or whoever they're getting ready to play.
Southeastern Missouri State. Or Southeastern Louisiana, maybe? One of those directionals.
One of the directionals.
Schools.
I know that.
LSU has no business. Brian Kelly has no business coaching. He's number three in the nation.
Get him out of here.
Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
Get him out of here.
All right, let's get to break. Is the Big Five next?
The Big Five is next. And the Giants.
I'll be up and ready for it, Big Five.
We'll see.
Coming your way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into it this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
By the way, I was thinking about your reaction and probably everyone's reaction out there who plays fantasy when I said Tampa Bay touchdown to Ryan Miller because nobody has him. So I'm thinking that means every fantasy player just despises Ryan Miller.
Yep.
You don't ever want him to do anything.
Nope.
Today. Yeah. Until they go add him on their team, and then they're not despising him.
And then when he's not doing anything for now, the rest of the season.
Yes, for now, he's a disliked human.
Yes, he's called a touchdown vulture, a fantasy vulture.
There you go.
All right.
Number five.
The San Francisco Giants have been in the playoff hunt and out of the playoff hunt, and now they're back in the playoff hunt, and Giants GM Buster Posey is going to pull one of his cards that he has to help him out down the stretch. Giants are reportedly calling up their top minor league prospect, 20-year-old first baseman Bryce Eldridge. The 6'7", 240-pound Eldridge is going to try to boost the Giants lineup as they are 1.5 games behind the Mets for the third and final wild card spot. Chris, do the Giants scare you?
Well, the running game scares me now with this guy blocking.
Do the San Francisco Giants scare you? Yeah, I mean, a 6'7", 240-pound lineman would help.
I mean, I'm running behind that guy.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Ooh.
San Francisco Giants.
He's actually kind of actually lighting the behind to be on the offensive line at 240.
No, you're right. True. No, you got that right, Tony. But the 6'7" part. Do they scare me? No. Can they get into the playoffs? I guess they can now. The Mets have opened it up for them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Mets schedule, though. They got, Padres. They also have Nats and Marlins. The Mets should still get there, I think. But, give the Giants some credit, man. They packed in the season and then got hot. I think that's a credit to Bob Melvin. I know nobody around here wants to hear that, but that's pretty good managing, really, to take a team that everyone gave up on and get them playing well again. So,
it's true.
But no, they don't scare me, not when the likes of the Phillies and the Cubs and the Brewers and the Dodgers.
Tony, do the San Francisco Giants scare you?
No, not even the slightest bit.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen them both before trade, after trade, and it was pretty much the same result each time.
Pretty sure Padres went 10-3 against them this year, right?
Yeah, so. Padres went in there with Devers, minus the trade, the bullpen. They whooped on them then too. So I honestly think they're going to get in. I think they'll be the last
you
team.
Do.
I think they're
going to
catch
gonna
beat
the Mets. Huh?
I think the Padres are going to have a big say in that this weekend. I do. And I think push comes to shove. Although the Giants will have to do it, I think, in Los Angeles, because that's where their next series is. I think they just have
Arizona
and then LA,
yeah. So it's going to be tough. They got 4 in LA this weekend after they go to Arizona. So this will be the big week for the Giants.
Side note, I'm watching the Monday Night Football game. Baker Mayfield just ran for a first down. The Texan guy pointed to the sky like he, thanking God, and Baker's like, check the scoreboard, I just got the first down,
buddy. He should have walked right next to him while he was praising God, like,
Baker. Baker's
first
a really
down.
Good trash talker. He's a really good trash talker.
All right. Number four.
That was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Right?
The guy got a first, or Baker got a first down, the guy's celebrating like he stopped him to end the game. The Yankees are 4 games down in the American League East, but Jazz Chisholm Jr. thinks his team is not just good, it's great. Here's what he said over the weekend.
We're the best team in the league. I feel like any team that thinks they're better than us, they should know when we step on the field that we're coming with relentlessness and we're coming to step on next. Like, we're not here to play around. We're going to do the job and get the job done. We've said it all year long is that we've been playing to everybody else's level instead of our own level. We've been letting games go. We've been losing games ourselves, making errors, just having poor at-bats and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, we finally looked ourselves in the mirror and realized that we're the team to beat, and that's how we've been stepping on the field for the last 2 weeks.
So Tony's laughing for the reason I brought this up, because they have not been the team to beat this year. They're actually four games back in the AL East. So, Tony, what is he trying to say here?
I think this is just an athlete, you know, talking himself into it and trying to speak it into existence, because he literally, after saying we're the best team in baseball, then proceeded to go over why they haven't been the best team in baseball.
That's true.
And by the way, all they had to do to fix it was just look in the mirror and be like, we're the best team in baseball? Nah, it ain't going to work that way. For the same reasons that they were able to get to the World Series last year, they have an immense amount of talent. But they can't do the fundamental things that help you win a game. As he just said, we make errors, we have bad at-bats. Like, those aren't habits that just change all of a sudden. It's very rare that you could just hit a switch, boop. Especially if it's a switch you haven't even got to yet. They haven't won hit the switch that won a World Series yet. So I don't see it happening. I don't. I don't think they're close to being the best team in baseball.
See, I didn't want to ask that, but I'm going to ask you, Chris. Are they the best team in baseball?
Or
you can answer, what is Jazz trying to say here?
No, Jazz is doing what Tony said. He's trying to, you know, hope something comes true because he said it. These are just words. I don't expect him to say that Toronto's going to beat us either. So,
right.
You know, he's got to say something to try to make it look good. I don't think the Yankees are as done as Tony does, for one reason.
Trent
Grisham. I just said they're not the best player team in the league.
No, they're not the best going
in.
But I don't think they really do need to be scared of any other team in the American League. I mean, Detroit, Seattle, Toronto, they're all beatable. And I think the Yankees have the deepest bullpen of any of them. It's just a matter of whether Camilo Duvall, David Bednar, Luke Weaver, and Devin Williams pitch like they actually are capable of. Now, they haven't done it. So that's what Tony's saying. There's
now,
nothing
run that
to
back
believe
real quick. Say those four again.
You got Luke Weaver. You got Devin Williams. You got Bednar, was the closer for the Pirates. You got Duvall, who was the closer for the Giants. That's a lot of talented guys. I'm not saying that they're all, I just think they have a chance.
I give you that they're all talented. I just ask you just straight up. You're betting on that bullpen, those four guys that you just named, over any other team?
I said in the American League, I don't see anybody that scares me enough for the Yankees to, you know, shrink in their presence. I'm not calling the Yankees to go to the World Series. I'm just not ready to give up on that because I think their bullpen has a shot.
All right, Chris, the Yankees are the best team in the league. Let's move on.
There we go.
We all just made up our own answers to the question because I don't think either of us answered your actual
question. It's fine. I just wanted to play the clip.
All right, here's your answer. Jazz is kind of weird.
Okay. All right, I'll take it because for the first time since 2014.
Delusional.
There we go. The Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2 to start an NFL season after falling to the Eagles 20-17 in a rematch yesterday at Arrowhead, a Super Bowl rematch. It's also the first time in his career Patrick Mahomes has failed to win it in the first two games of a season, including the Super Bowl loss to Philly in the Super Bowl, as I just said. Mahomes is on a three-game losing streak for the first time in his career. However, yesterday, the Chiefs are a little bit angry about a false start penalty before a tush-push that was not called, and it was on the goal line. So here is Chiefs defender Chris Jones talking about it. Oh, I got to actually be on the audio. Here we go.
Sometimes can't get them all the calls right, and just because we see it, sometimes the official is 15 to 20 feet away. Sometimes he can miss those small things, and we think he jumped multiple times. So an official didn't see it, so it wasn't called. And, you know, we just got to go play the next down.
That was Chris Jones talking about the whole thing. And
I'm surprised you didn't switch the very first sentence he said there.
What did he say?
I think the first sentence he said there was, sometimes not all the calls are right.
Sometimes can't get them all the calls right.
Okay, stop. I thought you would change it to, sometimes you can't give all the calls to us. That's what I thought you would change it to.
It does feel that way. So I watched the video. There's a clear line, a camera down the goal line.
Okay.
And you could see the guards move first before the ball
three
snapped.
Guards hits. All
so
three
it should have been
hits.
A five-yarder.
It should have been a penalty.
Okay.
But of course they're not going to call that.
What's of course mean?
Because everybody loves the tush push, apparently. Anyway, Chris, you're up first on this one.
It used to be that the Chiefs got all the calls.
They'd be looking for any movement at all to try to get them to move back and favor the Chiefs.
I withdraw my comment. Chris, should the refs now be looking for false starts on the
tush push? The referee should just never miss a call in any sport from high school all the way up to the pros. In any sport, wrestling, tennis, referees should never miss a call. And if they do, they should all be subject to replay and be turned over and changed until they get them all 100% right. And until that time, every athlete in every sport and coach and parent has a right to gripe.
Thank you for that, Chris.
You're welcome.
Tony,
I think that's what people think.
Should the refs be looking for this now, going forward?
I think the refs should go back to what you and Chris have been saying all last year, that they give the Chiefs every call and they turn a blind eye to all of them. I liked it better when it was that way. Chiefs would be 2-0 if they're doing it that way. They're not. No, in all seriousness, Chris is right. You're not going to get every call right. Although this one seemed kind of egregious. It
you
wasn't
thought they
just
should have
one
got
guy.
This
it
one,
was
yeah.
like three. This was like three guys, like all moving before the ball was actually moved. But you know, sometimes it doesn't go your way, as Mr. Jones said there.
Yes.
Although I thought it was funny. I don't know if you guys saw this at the end of the game. They're in a formation, victory formation, and Chris Jones is over there popping off talking about, you didn't even score 100 yards. And right as he says that, or you didn't even get to 100 yards, I think he's talking to Barkley. And Jalen Hurts, as he goes into the huddle, he's like, shut up, man. Y'all lost anyway. And then they hike the ball. Game's over.
I do love that.
That tush push, I don't agree with the Packers, and I agree with Tony, but it is a helpless thing.
You can't stop
it. As a fan, just watching it either way, it's so annoying in that regard. It really is.
Even if the Bucks put that 450-pound lineman in the middle, I don't think it would change anything.
Nothing. They're the only ones who do it like that. Everyone else has trouble with it.
Listen, we'll be documented the moment a team like starts to stop it, and it's going to be so much fanfare behind the defense that has figured out how to stop the tush push.
They're trying it all.
Poke eyes. Just poke
trying
eyes.
Trying everything. They try everything, and then they hand off. Or they give
Stooges
the
joint.
Yeah, they give the ball to Jalen Hurts, and he starts pushing, and there he is 3 yards down the field. I'm like, wah! Every
That's
time.
The thing. It's not even close.
No.
Brandon has a good comment on the chat. Their tackle false starts more than anyone I've ever seen. He's talking about the Eagles, and Lane Johnson does false start on every single play.
Okay.
Number two.
We're running out of time, but we really don't need to finish the Big Five. I'm going to ask you this, Tony. Trevor Lawrence, he's been in the league for about 5 years now. Is he a Jag? Not a Jaguar, just another guy.
I don't know yet. So the jury's incomplete at this point. I don't want to say it's still out. It's the game two. We already have this conversation.
I'm talking about his entire career. Is he just a guy?
Well, he plays for the Jaguars, and the first 3 years don't really count because he had like some pretty terrible coaching.
I believe Urban Meyer was a part of that.
You know, yeah, that was part of it. The joint. So let's see how this year goes. I think this is the judgment year, though. I think he's going to be judged pretty harshly one way or the other this season.
Chris, is Trevor Lawrence a Jag? Just another guy?
I think he does qualify under that definition. Okay. He's a lot similar to a lot of mediocre quarterbacks in the NFL now.
Like,
I'm not keeping my guy out. Tua's fallen into that now. I really thought 2 years ago Tua was something a little special. I did. When Miami was rolling up all his yardage and sting. But I don't think Tua's anything more than a guy now. You know, he can do some things, but he's just a guy. And, you know, Miami has to admit, as I do, that Justin Herbert would have been a better pick by a mile, even though I still criticize Herbert for not winning a playoff game.
And
he's
Herbert,
at least better than a guy.
Herbert
I think
Tua
is just a guy now.
All right, we got to get to break.
All right.
That's it for the Big Five. Thank you, guys. On the other side, we'll recap biggest news of the day in sports on 97.3 The Fan.
It isn't just a baseball town, it's a sports city. From the Aztecs to San Diego FC and the fierce rivalries in high school sports, I've got my eyes on it all. If it matters in SD sports, we're talking about it. Don't miss the Brayden Sopranza Show weekdays from 10 to 2 right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Tony Gwynn Jr. here to tell you why SDCCU's free checking with e-statements accounts are awesome. You can check your balance, pay bills, or deposit checks anywhere with the SDCCU mobile app 24/7. Use your debit card anywhere you shop and access over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs. That's more than most big banks. And the best news is now is a great time to open an account at SDCCU. For a limited time, open a free checking with e-statements account at any of SDCCU's convenient Southern California branch locations and receive a free ticket to Legoland California Resort. Being an SDCCU member isn't just about banking, it's about you. SDCCU takes care of its members and provides exclusive discounts to events, shopping, and more. Don't wait. This is a limited time offer. Open a free checking with e-statements accounts today and get your free Legoland ticket. SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. While supplies last, federally insured by NCUA. Membership required. Restrictions apply. For details, visit sdccu.com/Legoland.
Life can be hard sometimes. Facing challenges can bring feelings of panic, sadness, helplessness, or even thoughts of self-harm. If you or someone you know is in emotional distress, the 988 Lifeline can help. You are not alone, and you don't have to figure things out by yourself. Dial the 988 Lifeline today and receive support from a local counselor at no cost. That's 988.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.